Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:41. It's not news that Ireland earns the lion's share of its corporation taxes from a handful of American companies and that it hasn't enough large indigenous businesses. My next guest used to advise the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and is now a professor of economics at the University of Galway. He was commissioned by the Collison brothers to assess the long-term health of the Irish economy and has concluded that a pivot is now urgent if we are to improve the productivity of local companies. He's Alan Ahern and he joins us on the line from Galway. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Joe.
So let's outline the problem. Workers earn way more money in real terms in Ireland than they did 50 years ago. The government has a major cash surplus and we have a very high standard of living. That all sounds awful.
So we do have a very high standard of living and it's improved enormously over the past half a century, which is great. The question is, will it continue to improve if we think about our children's standard of living in 30 or 40 or 50 years' time? What will it be like? And that will be determined entirely by productivity, how productive our economy is. At the moment, our economy is extremely productive. That's what drives our high standards of living. But that productivity, as you alluded to, is concentrated in a small number of foreign multinational companies. And that's the challenge. Can we increase and improve the productivity of our domestic, of our indigenous businesses? And that's going to be the key challenge for us over the next few decades.
And you suggest some sort of tax change. I mean, you suggest a load of things, but tax changes are one of the things that you suggest. What kind of fiscal measures do you think would work?
Well, what the evidence points to is that the key determinant of having a pipeline of highly productive companies, a really strong, world-class ecosystem for new businesses, the key determinant is going to be talent. Innovation begins with talent. And look, we're a small, open economy. We don't have the deep pockets that some other big economies in Europe have. So I think we're going to have to box clever and be smart in terms of the economic tools that we employ to try to build a world-class ecosystem, which means attracting and retaining the brightest and the best. And we have used tax before, corporation tax, for example, to attract the best multinational companies in the world. So I think one possibility is that we do something similar to make sure that we have the brightest and the best people here so that we can, around them, we can build a world-class ecosystem. That means we have a pipeline of startups, new indigenous businesses that scale up quickly and become highly successful. And that's what's going to drive our productivity and ultimately drive our living standards.
But we'll never have the scale, though, will we, Alan? Because we simply don't have the population. And we don't have a culture of risk-taking. In America and in countries like Israel, they have a culture of risk-taking and venture capital.
Well, it's true that we're a small country, but we export and there's huge markets out there. So what we're talking about is startup businesses that scale quickly and that export. They become world leaders and they do so because presumably they're using the most advanced technology and they're developing the most advanced technology. And they could be in any sector. They're applying the best technology in the world to, it could be agriculture, agri-tech, it could be financial services, fintech, it could be in the healthcare sector, it could be different sectors, but these are companies that start and grow and become world leaders. We have some of those companies, we just don't have enough of them, and we need to have more of them, and we need to have a pipeline of them coming through all the time.
But you're not going to get that pipeline if you don't have a culture of venture capital, which we don't have in this country. And we've been speaking about creating a savings and investment scheme, but that's going to take a long while.
Well, we are talking about long term, so we don't have to do it in the next few weeks, but we do have to build it. But you know, money, capital is attracted to success. There's any amount of capital going into Silicon Valley, for example, and into businesses there, because the capital is attracted to that. So can we build a world-class ecosystem? If we can, the money will be attracted to it. And as you mentioned, you know, they're building now in Europe a savings and investment union, so there should be a lot of available capital around, but the capital will only come to Ireland and become risk capital if we have a world-class ecosystem. We have a pretty decent system at the moment, but pretty decent isn't good enough. We need a world-class conditions to where new businesses can emerge and they can scale quickly.
Mm-hmm. The government will tell you that agencies such as Enterprise Ireland are already beefing up their supports for Indigenous companies and creating startups and scale-ups and high-potential startups. They're already doing that. I'm guessing from your report that it's not enough.
Yeah, exactly. We do okay. It's pretty decent. We're somewhere maybe just outside the top 10 in Europe by various rankings about our ability to nurture startups. But our income levels aren't European average. They're much higher. And if we want our children to have the highest income levels in Europe, like we have at the moment, then we need to have an ecosystem that's the best in Europe or one of the best in the world. And we're not there yet. And that's what we need to develop.
And I don't know whether you've been reading over the weekend reports about this new savings investment scheme based on the Swedish model, whereby you pay a kind of an annual flat fee and you don't get charged any capital gains tax. Would that create a culture of risk-taking and venture capital that we would need for our startups?
I think the evidence says the most important thing is talent. It's ability. So the issue, there's lots of different ingredients that go into a world-class ecosystem. Why is Silicon Valley Silicon Valley? There's lots of different things. But the most important thing, and so the evidence says, is talent. It's people. And so that's where I would start. There are other policies that might complement that. But I think the place to begin is, do we have the brightest and the best here in Ireland that can drive new businesses? And that's where we should focus on.
Okay. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. That's Professor Alan Ahern, a former government advisor and now with the University of Galway.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.